somebody.
He knew the black flag was going to kill Roachie. And he knew he was going to kill Lance. So his cars had some flies on them. So he sprayed them. And they made two steps. Boom. He killed six of them like that.
What sort of sting insect do you ever?
Sting?
Stinging.
Your wasp, your bees, your bumblebees.
Yeah.
Horseflies, mosquitoes.
Have you got the kind of thing that makes a nest out of mud on the side of your house?
Yeah, your wasp. Yeah, mud wasp, you call it. You got a kind of made that pickle one like, the hit you do. I got some in my shed, but
did you ever shoot at them? I used to shoot at them from far away. Like, you see the one that has a nest about the size of a football?
Yeah.
About in the woods somewhere?
Hornets.
You don't have them?
Yeah, you got some.
You have
hornets, haven't you? Yeah, you got some hornets. I had one that stuck on his vein right here. Never could stop the blood for a long time. The blood was just gushing out like that, and I had to put a tourniquet on it. Soon I take that tourniquet out. I had stopped four mules way back then, a piece of palmetto. A drying full moon, and it was sinking up to their stomach. And we were pulling some posters out. We didn't have today, you'd have gone up there and float them out. But we could go get them with a wagon, so we had our wagon filled in that full moon. And my daddy used to walk ahead of me and try to find a high spot so I could rest my mules. So he hollered at me.
Hey, what's the matter, Paul? You can't make it a
bang around. Hit me right in the chest. And all those wasps was, they were this long, black wasps.
Yeah, right on that, boy. You need to move out in back in the swamp somewhere, but there ain't no side band.
When I finished with it, I had nothing but the string on it. And they had bit me all here, and one of them had hit me in that beam right here. And it was gushing up.
In your arm?
I bet you don't even know
who
you're talking to,
do you? The back mules could haul the wagon on gravel. We had gravel roads. So he told him to take two mules and trot home.
Hey, right on, boy. Yeah, I was just living a channel of dually and heard you in there trying to get to the dually up there. Guarantee, boy. If he gets back there, I guarantee you will hear that, boy.
I wrapped the tourniquet here until I turned it loose and put a piece of tape on it that it stopped the bleeding. But yeah, it bit me. Oh, it could have bit me right here. And I couldn't. Well, I kept killing them, on myself. But I couldn't come out where I was. And if I'd have disturbed too much, my music.
Hey, right on that, boy. Yeah, indeed. It looks like the noise level down to, a medium. I wouldn't say a minimum. I'd say a medium there right now. So might be able to do a little shaking up around town there, boy.
I was in mud, water.
This is back in the.
In the woods right there. Yeah, I have 28 acres right there.
Yeah, right on that. Okay, Coach. Just heard you in there while I was flipping a channel here, boy, and I definitely had to get back to you and see what was going on up your way. Tell you, boy, long time no talk. Don't tell me it's up your way for sure. Let me back out of here and flip a couple more channels here before I turn this heap off over here. We're going to check you later, boy. The bus shot down over there. You don't have a fine one.
What's pretty steep bridge.
Yeah. What about the sort of other things you would see around a pond out here? What kind of frogs?
Yeah, frogs, turtles, ducks.
Do you ever eat turtles? What kind of did you?
I love it here. You better believe I eat turtles.
You know how old Cooter was? You ever hear that?
Cooter?
Yeah, you never heard that? We called him that.
What's that?
A cooter, that was a turtle. That was